epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to The Drive. Jay Binkley, Rob Brenton producing the operation. When the Chiefs drafted Omar Norman Lott, fans were, you know, kind of mixed about it. They looked around. You look at his starts and whatnot, because you won't see any from last year, right? I mean, he started before. He transferred in there from Arizona State, transferred in to Tennessee. But 6'2", 300 pounds, was in a rotation at Tennessee, six-man rotation that they used. He had the top pass rush win rate, 12.6% last year. Best win percentage rate, 18.9%. Any interior defensive lineman in college football, FBS last year was him. 27 pressures on just his 139 pass rush snaps. He only finished like 20th in defensive snaps for Tennessee. He was just better and maximized every single snap he was in there. It's like the perfect fit for what you're using him for. Rotation. Chiefs use the defensive line rotation. Keeps guys fresh. They did basically the same thing at Tennessee, so be acclimated from that coming into the NFL. And, yeah, that stands out. Ashton Gelati, same thing, led the NCAA in quarterback pressures last year. Sack numbers were down, but he was getting to the quarterback and disrupting plays. He led the ACC in sacks 2 years ago. So you see why they're getting him. But Norman Lott's one of these guys, you'll know. He'll get there and go, wow, where's this been? Where's it? You know, Chris Jones shows you as good as you can do it, rushing from the interior and the outside. Norman Lott's one of those guys that can get there from the interior. It's kind of what the Chiefs need. Norman Lott's one of those guys that he's got one of those motors you really like, didn't care about the rotation. Hey, kept him fresh, whatever. Guy could have been a starter, whatever. They didn't do that. It's just not what they did at Tennessee. They rotated guys in and out all the time because it was in the SEC. They got tired going against high-powered offenses. That's what they did. This is what Nate Taylor had to say about Omar Norman Lott so far and what's impressing him up at Chiefs training camp.
All business, has some dry humor to him. I'm already in love because they've really pushed him into the rotation with the starters. And it's like, hey, man, if you could just challenge Creed Humphrey, if you can just challenge, you know, Trey Smith, the best, two of the best interior, you know, offensive lineman in the league, then yeah, it shows that you're on a nice little track too to maybe have a more sizable impact than we could have anticipated when they drafted him. So the fact that they've let Mike Pinnell just, you know, hey, Mike Pinnell's done this for a decade. I don't need to see him this mm-hmm. entire month. What I need to see is Omar Norman Lott really demonstrate just how quick, how powerful, some of the pass rushing moves he's starting to develop now, and the fact that, hey, this is the one player I think so far that Steve Spagnuolo says, okay, like I want to see what we got, and you might play sooner than I'm normally playing rookie defensive tackles at this point in my career, how I run, you know, my system.
That's coming from Nate Taylor, our Chiefs insider, of course, the Chiefs writer and broadcaster, too, on ESPN and ESPN.com. His thoughts on Norman Lott getting reps, you know, in with the ones, get in there, get in the rotation. Coming away impressed with him. It's one of those guys, when you get to St. Joe, you want to see him. I want to see him in the one-on-one drills. What can Lott do against some of the offensive linemen when he's in there? But, yeah, there was a lot of people that was getting a little fear on that at first. Well, they look at the start numbers and stuff like that without realizing that, you know, this is not exactly what he does. There's a reason why he didn't rack up the start numbers, because not what Tennessee did. So once you start figuring out all that, it changes. Omar Norman Lott himself spoke at training camp about getting those reps with the ones.
I mean, it's an honor. I just got to use them the right way. You know, I'm working on not messing up and just playing hard.
And here was Omar Norman Lott on his, if he's ever experienced anything like going against Creed Humphrey, who is the highest paid center, the best center in the National Football League. Good experience for Omar Norman Lott.
Nah. It was like, I'll tell you this, I think it was yesterday. We had a rep, and he was, like, running an outside zone play. I was trying to move with him, and I was like, damn, like, mid-rep. I'm like, damn, this dude is, he's a brick wall. He's solid, and he's a great athlete.
So he's talking about Creed Humphrey there being that brick wall. And, of course, the only question we always have is the difference between the college and the pros. Because, again, when you get to the pros, it's about speed, it's about physicality, and it's about knowing your assignment. It's just much different. You don't have a grace period in the National Football League. It's put up or shut up now, and that's, I think, the biggest difference between the NFL and college. But this is what he has seen from being at Chiefs camp and when he was with Tennessee.
I just the level of physicality. I mean, we're kind of already moving. I play a position, me and the O-lineman and my teammates, we all play a position where we're in contact and engaged every play. So it kind of doesn't really make a difference, but it just gets more physical.
It gets more physical. Gets more physical. Did you like the pick? Because I know Chris and I had actually mocked him, you know, a couple times that he was mocked. We actually liked the pick a lot.
I liked the pick at the time. I was under the impression he would be a redshirt because they had brought in Tillery. They had Mike Pinnell. They obviously have Chris Jones. And I felt like he will work into that rotation. I kind of thought he would kind of be like a Turk Wharton type. Like, it would take some time, but eventually he can turn into a player. Very early indications, and again, they're not in pads yet. They don't practice tomorrow, so it's very, very early. But early indications are he is exceeding what I believed he could be in year one, because I kind of viewed him as a redshirt player, which I had my frustration that they added a redshirt guy in the second round. But it sounds like he's not a redshirt guy.
Yeah, we've seen that before.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.